listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Our Voice, Our Journey is the theme of Mount Gambier's inaugural Our Voice Conference. The one-day event will bring together people with an intellectual disability and their allies from across the Limestone Coast. Project Director Tristan Salim says there are plenty of sessions for attendees to choose from.
Sessions are based on supporting people to work out what they want in life, so increase autonomy, increase well-being and self-exploration. We also give attendees an opportunity to tell us what they need for a better life as individuals and as residents of Mount Gambier.
The conference will be held Monday at the Wallunda Recreation Centre. The Wattle Range Council Safety Group has officially disbanded after struggling to attract new members. In its last act of generosity, the group donated its remaining funds to Wattle Range Council, with the money going towards a new barbecue at the Millicent Road Safety Centre. In a statement, Wattle Range Mayor Des Knoll expressed his gratitude to the group for their efforts in raising road safety awareness. And a Disaster Resilience Summit is taking place in Mount Gambier today, with representatives from the public, private and non-profit sector all participating. Among them is South Australian Forest Products Association CEO Nathan Payne. He says their ambition is to work together and form plans to mitigate disaster risk.
And then after this summit, we'll be looking to hold a broad-scale exercise, looking at how we respond to a cross-border event. And then out of that, we'll run themed workshops with the plan of ensuring that come next bushfire season in particular, we have better plans in place.
The Limestone Coast Women's Football League has recognised the top players from this year's home and away season. Panola captain Caroline McGrath is the overall best and fairest. She polled just one vote more than the runner-up, Kongarong's Evie Seeley.